Mara?
He said quietly, knowing that in this place she would hear even a whisper. At first, there was nothing. He did not repeat her name. She would either come or not. And then, he saw her. A small shape in the water, floating up to him. Her long red hair billowing about her like a cloud. Despite everything, Luke smiled. Mara, he said again. Her emerald eyes opened, and she smiled.
Skywalker,
she said, her voice warm.
What are you doing here again?
Luke squatted down. It made no sense. She wasn't physical, any more than he was, even less so. But he still wanted to be closer to her. The woman in the mists, he said. She's not there anymore. We've come for her, Mara. We've come to stop her. Her red brows drew together in a frown.
I can tell who you're keeping company with. They reek of dark side energy.
He laughed softly. That they do, he said. Looking back over his shoulder, they were paying close attention. And I'm sure they're highly complimented by that. But I'm comfortable in my choice. For now, it feels right. And so does going after Abeloth.
Is there anything else you can tell me? About her? Other than to warn you again to stay away from her? No.
She shook her head, her hair swirling about her.
But since you've come back, I guess you're not going to listen to me.
She softened the words with a gentle smile of resignation. No, I have to do this. Too much is at stake. I had thought this would be the most logical place to look for her.
Not if she doesn't want to be found.
He nodded. All right. Back to the old-fashioned way of tracking down an enemy.
Sending in the Emperor's hand?
Luke actually laughed. I do wish you were with me, he said, not caring that the Sith heard the love in his voice.
Let them. Love was a powerful thing. It had built and shattered empires, shaped the history of billions.
End of two. He was glad of how deeply he had loved, and did love. But then again, you have been, he amended. It's meant so much to me, to see you in the dreams, to almost be able to roll over and touch you right before I wake up.
Luke,
Mara said gently. He didn't want her to stop him, to tell him she needed to go. Not before he had said what was in his heart. And even when I'm awake, I feel you with me. You even talk to me.
Luke.
He fell silent, regarding her. She searched his eyes for a moment. Then the specter of Mara Jade Skywalker said quietly,
whoever you were with on the Jade Shadow, it wasn't me.